My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
As it is a football Friday there, G. Bush, we're going to welcome on a man of our ilk, right? One of the hog mollies of Browns yesterdays. The great Jason Pinkston joins us every single Friday. He joins us now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pink, happy Friday, buddy.
Happy Friday, fellas. What an encore, by the way, man. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I got to say, like, because I saw you tweeting about it, so I was going to ask you what we started the show with, which is, what do you think is a more winnable game for their respective team, Gardo's Game 5 or Browns versus Eagles?
Got to go with the Guardians, man. They got some nice momentum. I tuned in to the last couple games, man. They're a good baseball team. It's actually nice to turn on the TV and watch some good baseball, unlike what we're dealing with down here in Pittsburgh with our team, or we have an owner that doesn't, you know, he doesn't really value this team, and we struggle. We get good players. We have a great pitcher. You know, he'll probably be an Indian in the next 3 or 4 years, or a Guardian in the next 3 or 4 years with some tall seams, actually.
Hey, Pinks, they don't even notice. I listen to this segment with you guys every Friday. You know, I listen to it. If I can't catch anything, if I'm out and about, I'm always catching this segment because it's good to talk offensive line play, and it's good to talk what's going on in the trenches because I think it's overlooked a lot. And I got to ask you some questions here because, you know, I think when we're looking around and the most alarming thing that I see when you check out the All-22 is the Browns have been such a traditionally good run team with the guards and the Maulers, and the run scheme was, you know, so diversified, whether they were running a duo or, you know, the pin and pull stuff. And you just seemed that I used to always see Wyatt Teller. I used to say he's buy one, get one free. He was always second level, knocking fools out. And then we get to where we are today. And I know Bill Callahan is not the run game coordinator anymore. It just does not seem like the scheme up front is very creative. And I was telling Nick, sometimes on basic just stunts, like regular tackle end stunts and twists and techs, they just seem to not know who to block. Have you noticed that when you're watching the games as well?
I would have to agree with you 100%. I mean, we're all over the place. And, you know, I've been saying this since we started the Football Fridays back in September, early September, that we have no identity of who we are. We don't know if we're going to be a run team or a pass team. It just doesn't, like, we just seem off. Everything's off. You know, we're missing Callahan tremendously in our run game. He was huge with obviously coaching the offensive line and helping coordinate the run game, but we're definitely missing him. And let's be honest, some of our guys are a little bit longer in the tooth. They're older. They can't do what they traditionally done in the past years. That's not saying that they're not good players still, that they play at a high level, but it seems like every series I'm seeing to watch, if we're running our pin and pull, there's too much, penetration on this and the play gets blown up or knocked off. And it just, we're not getting much push and movement up front from our line right now. And it's, one, it's because of injuries and two, that I just don't think, we're not we're not physically and schematically sound as we were the past couple of years. We used to have the best offensive line. Traditionally, we've had the best offensive line in the NFL, and I have not seen that yet this year for our guys. And it's hard to watch at points. I mean, last Sunday's game was extremely hard to watch. That was the football game where you watch where you're like, wow, this is, I hate to use the term, the saying that Tomlin uses all the time, but this looks like JV football for us. I mean, it's just bad.
Pink, is Deshaun Watson playing for his job on Sunday?
I don't think he is. I mean, I know a lot of people are coming down on Stefanski about, hey, bench him. You can't. He can't not bench him. For $260 million, whatever it is, he is going to take the field every Sunday until he cannot play anymore. Or we trade him, or he's hurt. I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, we've got to be realistic. You're not going to pay this guy this type of money to have him sitting on the bench. And it's a tough pill to swallow for some of us fans, but that's the reality of it. He's not going to come off the field unless he's hurt.
Pink, with that, are the Browns conceding the season if they roll with Deshaun for the next month, regardless of the results or his performance?
I don't believe so, because, I still have hope. I'm not going to give up on this football team, on the coaching staff. I still have hope for us that we can still fix this. I mean, we're still early into the season. We haven't really played any AFC North games yet, which the games that count, which we need. I think we need to go out here Sunday and focus and take it one series at a time. We have no room to look forward to look down the schedule, down the line. We have to look at every game, series by series, play by play. We cannot let anything distract us but this game, this play, this series, and we need to try to come out with a win to get things going back in the right direction.
You know, one of the things I look at when I'm watching, and I went back to just watch, I go back to 2020, and I, watch how the Cleveland Browns played offense, and then I went back and took a look at the way they played when Joe Flacco was they were playing then. There's one thing, and I think that they can definitely do to help him out. I just think the run game out of the shotgun is too difficult to gain a push. I think it eliminates a lot of the guesswork. It eliminates, to me, which is something that, it's a lost art a little bit. One thing that Flacco really did a good job of was the play action game, the hard run sells, the hard run fake, the run actions. And now linebackers have to suck up a little bit. And now you're hitting guys over the middle. And now you're not counting on your receivers just beating man coverage or beating corners one after they know you're passing. My question to you is, what's stopping Kevin from going into the, going in Berea, pulling out some of this film work and say, this is what we're going to be doing, guys?
I would have to agree with you 100%. I hate the third down and one calls from the shotgun anyway to run. All you're doing is giving these guys time to tee off and run downhill from you. I just think it's a thing where Deshaun is not comfortable under center. Dating back to his days at Clemson, he was always in the shotgun. He never really spent any time under center. So they figured, let's do something. Let's try to make him as comfortable as possible. But I would have to agree with you 100%. I would love to see him under center, hard play action. But that also starts with getting the run game going. Not having to abandon it when you're down, 10, 15 points in the game. You tend to you're off script and you're not running your plays that you want to. So we have to sit back there and pass, and then we have to try to keep the defense as honest as we can, and you hand the ball off, but you're in the gun. And these guys know it. These guys scheme us. They watch the same tape. They watch the same games that we see. That you know, if we're looking at this and we can see it sitting, you know, sitting from a couch eating buffalo wings, these guys are sitting in these meeting rooms, you know, 8-10 hours a day. They can see it clear as day as well themselves. You know, I can't put my thumb on it of what we need to do. You know, I'm not around those guys every single day. But there's definitely things that I can see that, you know, watching the games that we can do to improve ourselves and help ourselves. You know, we got to be productive on first and second down. We have not been productive on first and second down. You know, and that's half the battle there. You know, every time we get up, you know, I think at some point in time last week we were 0-for-11 on third down. We're never going to win. You will never win a football game in the NFL if you are 0-for-11. On third downs. It won't happen. We have to find a way to be productive, whether it's a screen, a draw, play action pass. We have to win first and second down, primarily first down. That really helps us out.
Well, now I want buffalo wings. Pink, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the game. Hopefully we get a double win weekend, a triple win weekend as well, Ohio State over Oregon, but appreciate your time as always, bud.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
You all too, right, buddy. Jason Pinkston there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Notice I'm not even asking him for a prediction anymore. I'm not putting him in that position. Right. He gets despondent when he gets wrong, or when he gets it wrong because he just wants a win. When we come back, we ask him the question, is Deshaun playing for his job on Sunday? I can get into that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.